And now for something completely different. You know, I never got to say that. Eric was the first one to say it. Eric was the first one. That's interesting.
And now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
Good evening. I have with me Mr. Arthur Frampton, who has... Mr. Frampton, I understand that you, as it were, have... well, let me put it another way. I believe, Mr. Frampton, that whereas most people have you...
What are we?
Ah, yes, I see. Are you quite comfortable?
It's fine, thank you.
Mr. Frampton, vis-a-vis your rump.
I beg your pardon?
Your rump.
What?
Your posterior. Derriere. Sit upon.
What's that?
Buttons.
Oh, me bumps!
Well, Mr. Frampton, I understand, Mr. Frampton, that you have a 50% bonus in the region of what you said.
I've got three cheeks.
Yes. Spin.
I love the man with three buttocks. James Jackson. Well, what can I say? It makes me laugh still. It's like all these things, like two sheds and the man with three buttocks. The idea was silly. Mm. The performance really made them. And the performance had to be this, you had to have this gravitas. Mm. And Arthur Two Sheds had to believe in the importance of having two sheds. And the man with three buttocks had to be aware that he didn't want the camera around the back where you might see his extra buttock. Not in a silly way at all. You know, he had to be very serious about it. I think that's when people talk about Python just being silly. In fact, it was extremely well performed sometimes. And if there was any sort of sniggering in it, if we ever played it as though we thought it was funny that someone should have an extra shed, it wouldn't have worked, really. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
No, I think that you're right.